It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just finished 3 days of being on, they call it an academy. It started at 11 o'clock in the morning and went till about 6 o'clock every day. And there were breaks, and then there was a lunch break, and then there was a break, and then we finally finished up. That was tough to sit for 3 days to do something like that, but boy, did I learn a lot. I did. So now I'm back to being like my normal self with opportunities to get up and walk and leave and do things, get the mail, you know. So I'm happy about the fact that I actually did stay till the end of 3 days. And it was the first 3 days we've been back in Clark Summit. So yay for that. It's just amazing to get myself, especially with my kitchen, to get reacclimated to where things are.
I
find myself running around in circles. I instinctively go to one spot and say, no, that's at the lake. Then I stop and say, okay, but where did I put it? And then I have to figure it out. And then this morning, of all things, I forgot about the fact that Thursday morning is garbage day.
Which means
that you got to get your stuff out to the curb. And, you know, I'm just so used to taking it to the dumpster at the lake whenever I feel like it. I woke up this morning and jumped out of bed and ran around and got all the stuff together. And you know, it's still sitting out there, but whatever, they'll come at some point in time. But it's funny about how you have to get yourself reacclimated to the customs of being in either place.
Yeah.
You know, it's just weird. And I am so glad that we got back here before the first snowstorm.
Yes.
It was nice to have somebody come and brush off the steps and plow the driveway and the streets. And it was good. It was just nice.
I don't understand why that doesn't happen in your place at the lake.
Well, it does, but not necessarily at the time it does here. I mean, that's, you know, they get around to it is the kind of the way it works, you know. So we might not get plowed out had we been there until maybe 6 or 7 o'clock at night. And then he would have to come back when he finished and clean off the steps. Well, you know, that could not necessarily work out with my schedule or Pat's. But anyway, what's nice is to know that it's only 5 to 10 minutes away to get things now, as opposed to 35 or 40 minutes.
Well, wait.
So there's advantages and disadvantages.
I have a question for you. Since when does Pat have a schedule?
Pat?
No,
it's me imposing my schedule on him. That's
what I should say.
Yes. Uh-huh. But other than that, his schedule is to get up from the chair, go to the bathroom, and come back.
I know. That's what I said. Since when does he have a schedule?
Well said. Yeah.
God love him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did my Saturday was my yearly board meeting for the Military Selection Board, which I am proud and privileged to be a part of. And I had, this year, I'm always in the Air Force Merchant Marine group. But this year, did I talk about this last week? Because I can't remember.
No.
Okay. This year I got West Point candidates, and it was it really amazing to hear these kids and see what they want to do, and to have the other people on the board, because there's many people, but they're separated between groups, such as West Point, the Naval Academy, and then the Air Force and Merchant Marine, because with the Coast Guard, you do not need congressional and or senatorial letters of support, but the others you do, which is why we have these. So each congressman picks, as do senators, groups of people who meet as a selection board and do the interviewing and all the whole process that goes into it. And this year, of course, was uniquely different because we had to do it. We're usually in person at Marywood, and this year it was on Zoom calls, so we did not get to see all of the other people who are part of this board, but are then separated into separate rooms once we meet for coffee, and then we come back for lunch. And this year we weren't able to do that because we did it via Zoom. But it was fun. It was unique. The kids all did a great job, and so did the other board members. Bob Morgan, who works for Matt, and Tammy did a great job of pulling this off and getting it together and dropping off the materials to all of our doorsteps. And it was a wonderful opportunity, and just to see why these kids want to do what they do. And of course, you know me, I love to interview, so it's a natural thing for me. But it's amazing to know what they want to do and why they want to do it, and some of their parents. One young guy from Luzerne County, his mom is a West Point graduate, and I said to him, "I'm so impressed
wow.
that you're saying it's your mom who was the grad," which really was a neat thing. So that was the first time I've heard that, and that was nice. And so the kids were amazing, and it was a wonderful morning. But as you, it reminded me, because we started at 8:30 in the morning. We had about a 12-minute break, and then we went straight through till 1 o'clock. So from 8:30 till 1 o'clock, we keeping me in one position at one all the time. It's like crazy. So I did have to tie myself onto the chair and stuff so I wouldn't leave. But it's a lot. It's a lot. But it goes by so quickly, and I get so energized because you know me, I like to talk, and I like the energy that it creates with everybody else. So. It was really a great morning. So I'm always very happy that I participated, that I was asked, and that I have an opportunity to, you know, because we as a board decide who gets the letter of approval from the congressman. So it's a big job. It's a big responsibility, and I never take it lightly, but I'm very proud of it. So that's another one in the books. So that happened.
So how many people did you approve?
Well, eight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's
yep.
really nice.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful thing. I think that's really interesting that I don't believe most people know that that's the process that people go through in order to be accepted at any of those military academies.
Yeah. I mean, you can
go it's never talked about. Nobody ever said,
no.
Oh, did you know this is... No. So I'm glad
obviously if your child is applying, but you really, the average person doesn't understand that you need that. If you don't have one, you know, your senator or your congressman or both, you know, and I guess you can go to, I don't know if the vice president can do it. But you have to have that. You can have many or both or three, but you have to have at least one, or you do not. Your file is incomplete. So, and it's only done within a certain period of time. It's done every year at this time of the year.
How long does the interview take usually with you?
We map out about 20 minutes for each candidate. Sometimes it's a little longer, sometimes it's a little shorter, then you make up the time. You know, in the beginning, it takes a while because you are forming your questions. I mean, I kind of know what I'm going to ask all the time because I think it speaks, because I know everyone else has different expertise, so I kind of get in more on the emotional side of things and on the friendly way of knowing about people. And so that's the way I ask my questions. Then you have we have a colonel who graduated from West Point, from the armed retired colonel. Then another gentleman who flew helicopter pilots, or who was a helicopter pilot. And another woman she lives in another county, and then another guy who is from Lackawanna County but lives in Moscow. I mean, a lot of people who just, bring a different perspective to, how you're looking at why you would want a well-rounded kid to get in there. And it's kind of funny because everyone takes their role. We don't even talk to each other. We just ask our questions based on mine's off the cuff, but I know what I'm going to ask every year. And we're never the same as the other. And everybody sort of has their own expertise of why they're looking for it. And then that, therefore, with the five of us that interviewed each kid, it was more of you could see whether they were a well-rounded kid based on all of the things we spoke about. So, and it's amazing, Lynn, that I always see so many Eagle Scouts who have then applied to one of the military academies.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. That seems to be a common, what's the word I'm looking for? A common trend, a thread to them applying. There's a lot of Eagle Scouts.
It would kind of make sense. They're people that
very accomplished kids.
Yeah. They have a high goal. They have the discipline to make it work. And it teaches them a lot of skills. So they would be a good candidate to want to be part of those institutions. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. It was a great, so every time I do it, it's a Saturday morning right at Christmas time, which you think, okay, got to block out all these hours. And you think, but it's only that's what I do with everything. You know, you think, why did I, blah, blah, blah. But when you do it, and once I'm there and I'm in it, it is the most rewarding thing. And so when I leave, I always feel so fulfilled and so, proud to be part of what we're doing in our own little neck of the woods. So, it's a great thing.
That's great.
And Christmas is up most of my stuff for the most part. I did not go crazy this year at all. Not for any other reason that I just didn't want to. My outside is done and very pretty, and then I just, nice things inside, but simple. And so I'm almost finished, and that makes me happy.
Well, I did a lot of Christmas shopping online last night, and I was very happy that I got a big chunk of it done.
Good.
And it was good. So, And I think also I have to say, do a shout out to Patrick A. DiNapoli, who will be celebrating with me. It will be over when you're listening to this, but on December 11th, it is our 21st wedding anniversary.
And happy
incredible
anniversary.
Thank you. It's just incredible to me to think that wonderful party that we had at Settlers Inn was 21 years ago.
There you go.
Because we had such a great time. It was one of the most fun things I think I ever did. So on that note, saying happy anniversary to Patrick and to me, we will take a quick break.
Yes, happy anniversary to Lynn and Pat.
Thank you. We'll be taking a quick break and we'll be back with Peg Ruddy.
Peg Ruddy, yep.
And stay tuned.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News with Webster and Nancy. And I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at lauriecadden.com, L-A-U-R-I-E-C-A-D-D-E-N.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises, because it is who you know.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA One Source Realty offers an industry exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA One Source Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA One Source Realty, always there for you.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Lori and Lynn Show. I'm Lori Cadden, the owner of Lori Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And I am Lynn Evans. I am the managing director of Women of Substance, LLC, and I'm also the financial planner for the same company. It's a firm that specializes in working with baby boomer women, and I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse, and that's available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. And our second guest expert today is the executive director of the Women's Resource Center in Scranton, and her name is Peg Ruddy, and Peg has been a guest of ours in the past, and we are so happy to have her back because there's some very important news she wants to share about the center and its future. Welcome, Peg.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Lori. I'm thrilled to be back.
Hi, Peg.
You've always enjoyed the show. Yes, yeah, so the Women's Resource Center on December 8th, just a few days ago, launched a public capital endowment campaign. Our board of directors, about 2 years ago, put a plan in place for us to, you know, be able to ensure our sustainability well into the future, and also to enhance our program. So they set a goal of $2.5 million, and we did that with a professional person who did a feasibility study. And I'm really pleased to report that after our quiet phase, right now we're at $1.4 million.
Yes. All right.
Which is 55% of the goal. And so now we're going public. We're asking all of our supporters in the community of Lackawanna and Susquehanna counties, if they'll make a donation. During the event, Dave and Ann Hawk are our wonderful co-chairs of the campaign cabinet. And during Dave's presentation at the event, he said no donation is too small or too big, and I really like that message.
Mm-hmm. And didn't Anne also say something about something her, was it her grandmother told her that she read somewhere or something about, she quoted someone else, I forget who it was, who said, if not us, then who?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, they had a great, Dave and Anne had great messages for the community, and they've been, I've really appreciated their leadership, you know, during the campaign. So it took us close to a year in the quiet phase. You know, the pandemic has certainly, you know, affected our ability to go meet with people, but we certainly have been able to do that via, you know, virtually, you know, Zoom and all those kinds of platforms. Mm-hmm.
And I think the other thing, too, you want to mention is the fact that any kind of commitment that somebody makes, they can do it over a period of years.
Correct.
And it doesn't have to be something up front.
That's right.
Because I think a lot of people are a little concerned about their jobs and other things at this point and afraid to make that kind of a commitment.
That's
so
right.
I think knowing that you can spread that out over a couple of years, however many years it takes, I don't know, but at least it counts towards the campaign.
Yes. We are looking at, you know, most individuals spreading it out over 3 years, and we also have a couple of individuals who have spread it out over 5 years.
Okay.
So it's certainly, you know, I think much more manageable that way.
Good.
Yeah, so we'll use, what our goal is our plan, I should say, is we're going to put $1 million in endowment and be able to, you know, grow that into the future because we're so heavily dependent on government funds and fundraising events. And the other $1.5 million, then we're going to use to expand our programs, our Safe Date programs, which is a prevention program for 7th through 9th graders on how to have a healthy relationship. You know, we're going to expand our housing program, our safe housing program. So, you know, it'll all go directly into assisting domestic violence and sexual assault survivors.
Peg, you mentioned, and I said there was a nice article the next day in the paper, picture of Ann and David at the theater at North in their nice, comfortable chairs. And the reason I say nice, comfortable is because so many people aren't as fortunate to be so comfortable. So, especially at this time, and especially, as you said, through the pandemic.
Yeah.
Could you talk a little bit about why, I mean, it should be obvious, but just to let people know what the situation is now during this pandemic with your ability to support these victims of domestic violence, both women and men, please?
Sure. At the beginning of the pandemic, back in March and April, we watched our hotline calls reduce by 40% over the last couple of years. And it was very frightening and alarming to all of us. But what we did figure out, obviously, is when, you know, you have a stay-at-home order and you're, you know, can't go to work and you're forced to be in the same space as your abuser, you know, there's really no way to make a call. And so we did see that change once we got into the summer months. And right now, across the nation, and we're not alone in this, there's been a real spike in hotline calls to domestic violence and sexual assault programs. And we have also had a real need for our Safe House program. We've seen a definite increase since, you know, late summer, early fall, with individuals reaching out to us to flee their homes. And so, obviously, with the pandemic, we're not able right now to see clients face-to-face, but we do a couple things. We have, obviously, the telephone that we use. We have cell phones that if someone needs one, we can give them out. And we had Margaret McCormick, our board president, is at North Penn AAA, and her team donated fire tablets. And so then we are able to talk with clients virtually. We give them a tablet, and then they're able to talk with us over our computers. We also use that tool because the courts are still open. And obviously the clients can't go into court, but the attorneys and the clients then use tablets to communicate with the judge if they're in need of a protection order.
Wow.
It's been very challenging.
Yeah, but very creative in how you've worked around it. I mean, it's not the best situation, but it's an alternative that works.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it's hard enough to go to court when you're there with an advocate and an attorney, and then to be, like, in your home isolated on a tablet. You know, it's tough. I mean, I really admire the individuals who, you know, reached out to do that because it takes a lot of courage.
Sure. Peg, are you familiar with a thing called Virgin River? Have you heard of that?
No.
It's a Netflix series.
Oh, no, I haven't heard of it.
The reason I'm saying it is because in this season, and actually last season as well, there was one of the themes was a woman who was running away with her child from a very abusive domestic partner.
And what's it called? Virgin River?
Virgin River.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really very interesting because it's how they resolve this, the situation that's not necessarily optimum, but it revealed a story from one of the other characters about having witnessed this as a child in her own home and how it affected her and how she felt so devastated by it but couldn't talk to anybody about it. And I think that's another really important part of what the Women's Resource Center does, that it gives children an opportunity to express what's happening at home and teaches them what to do.
Yes.
Because I know that this woman who was killed in West Scranton, I believe it was her son who found her body. And, you know, we have to talk about that aspect of it as well.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, it becomes something that, you know, survivors are embarrassed about when there's no reason to be embarrassed. They didn't do anything wrong. And so they're afraid to talk about it. And it's very, very private. So, you know, it's really important for them to, you know, reach out to us. We have a free and confidential hotline, you know, that no one would know that they called. And, you know, we would be able to, you know, help them be safe, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Peg, how long will you have your campaign going for?
We're hoping that we'll be able to raise the remainder of the money in the next year.
Okay.
Yeah. And hopefully when, you know, we're able to move about again, you know, we're going to be able to go back to have face-to-face visits because they are very successful.
Yeah. And needed. And needed.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Well, Peg, this time of the year is tough for everyone else. I mean, but knowing full, and yet alone for someone who's trying to escape harm with their family intact. So Christmas, I'm sure, is a special time, and you try to do as much as you can to help.
Yes.
Is there any way the public can help? Do you have any type of annual drive or anything going on that you can have?
Yes, we do.
Off?
Yes, Lori, thank you. Because, obviously, of COVID, we're not able to, you know, hand out toys like we usually do, but the public has been incredibly generous, and others still have time donating gift cards. And, you know, we like to support local businesses. And, you know, we're able to hand out gift cards to moms then. And then it's really great because then they can go buy their own gifts instead of, you know, having something handed to them that, you know, might not be something they would have picked, in other words. So we've had a tremendous reaction. We had you know, social media is wonderful. We posted on our Facebook, and the community has been great. So if people want to donate gift cards, they can just mail them to us at, you know, WRC, Post Office Box 975, Scranton, 18501. And then they'll be locked up nice in our post office box.
Good. Well, Peg, good luck to you, to the Hawks,
to
Thank
all
you.
The people out there who need your help, and you continue to do. And let's just also say it all starts at the top, and you're a wonderful advocate and a great person, and you've done an incredible job in your position. So
thank you very much,
and Merry Christmas to you and to everybody else. Right, Lynn?
Yes.
Merry Christmas to both of you, and I hope I get to see you soon in the studio.
Yeah, exactly. The last time you were there, Pat. There we go. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And stay tuned, everybody. You will be right back. You're listening to the Laurie and Lynn Show.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of The Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk, or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
The well-established and highly respected Northeastern Pennsylvania certified public accounting firm, Michael A. Barbetti, LLC, is making changes after almost 40 years in business. The firm name has changed and is now Barbetti McHale, LLC CPA, reflecting the addition of Michael F. McHale as partner in the long-standing firm. Although the name and partnership are a significant change, the staff won't change. Their Dunmore location won't change. The way they serve clients won't change. Their work ethic won't change. And Michael Barbetti's involvement won't change. The Barbetti-McHale Partnership adds Mike McHale's 3 decades of experience in corporate and not-for-profit accounting for the clients of the regional firm. Barbetti-McHale, LLC Certified Public Accountants, provides professional accounting and tax services to all types of clients, ranging from individuals and family-owned businesses to governmental agencies and non-profit organizations. Call Barbetti-McHale CPAs at their Dunmore office, and you too can make a change for the better.
Business banking at Fidelity.
Universal Printing started out in Northeast Pennsylvania in June of 1995. Since that time, we have grown to 155 employees. What we do, we're a document solutions business. We do printing. We have an IT department on site. There's computer programmers, developers, production people. So all of our IT is done in-house. The nature of our business is it is very capital intensive. What we continue to do is adapt to the needs of our customers. And in order to do that, we have to continue to invest in the best state-of-the-art equipment that's out there. And we can do that with the support of Fidelity Bank. Fidelity allows us to play on a playing field that we could never have played on if we didn't have the support of a strong local bank that believed in us. They're not just saying they support the community, they're doing it. And we feel really blessed to have a partner in Fidelity Bank.
Here's Lori and Lynn.
Hi, my name is Lynn Evans. I am the managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC. It's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse, and that's available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Hi, everybody, and I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising PR and special event business. And we have with us for the third time this year Mr. Michael McHale, who is a partner with Barbetti McHale, LLC, Certified Public Accountants at 1421 East Drinker Street in the good old town of Dunmore, otherwise known as Bucktown. Right, Mike? Mike is with us. And he's gearing up for the end of the year stuff and all of his your tax information and going into the new year and getting ready for April 15th and all the fun stuff, no pun intended, that we do with our taxes every year, Mike. So welcome
for the third time. Mike, third time's the charm, baby.
I hope so.
So how is everything going with your new endeavor? Just to repeat, because it bears repeating after it's such a young new business in the sense of a partnership. Mike Barbetti has been in business for a long, long, long time as a certified public accountant. And Mike McHale, who is a younger guy who's been in doing CPA work for many years, big companies, and now is able to be a partner in a wonderful accounting firm. And as we've said in the past, Mike, you're thrilled to be back in your good old hometown of Dunmore. And the fact that Michael has been that this guy behind the, you know, I'm going to say that don't pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, but in reality, everybody does with Mike Barbetti. He's pretty good at what he does. And I know you feel fortunate. So how's everything going up there with everything that's been happening?
Well, excuse me, honestly, it's been a dream come true. I mean, I'm only there a couple months, but just to give a little bit of background of myself, the large majority of my career has been in public accounting and culminated with a partnership at a large firm out in New Jersey. So even though I still live in Dunmore, I commuted every day into North Jersey and handled a lot of clients both in New York City and in Connecticut and in upstate New York as well. So the experience that I had there was second to none. I loved it where I was, but you know, always wanting to come back and stop that commute and be able to serve the people in our area is a dream come true. So being able to do that and having to meet up with Mike Barbetti, who was a quiet leader in the industry, I say that with intent, because Mike's practice is great. It's a sizable practice. It's not a small firm. We're sizable. We could do just about any account, corporate, individual, family-owned, to the big boys. So we've done school districts, nonprofits, for-profit companies, family-owned businesses, and handled everything. As you said in your introduction, the Mike's been around for a long, long time, and I knew what I was getting there. I knew I was getting an invaluable experience that he provides, and Mike is staying. Mike is just pulling back a little bit with me there, and that was the intent to bring me into to help Mike to be able to slow down a little bit. But he is still there every day. He's still working as hard as ever, even though his intent is to slow a little bit. He's not doing so. So, and on top of that, I also was very, very lucky to meet his wife, and his wife helps out at the firm as well. And her connections and the people that she knows are second to none. So the two of them are a dynamic team together that I'm overexcited to be involved with. And this literally could not have been a better match made out there. So, you know, the way that he does things, we do things correctly. And what separates this firm from everybody else is the people that work there and the individuals who would represent us in your company or in anybody's company out there. They're not getting the people right out of college, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's what happens at the big firms. And that's not what happens with us. We have people who have been with us. The large majority of our people, which 70-75% of our people have been with the firm over 25 years. And that's wow. In public accounting, that's just, you know, it doesn't happen. So the ability mm-hmm. to be able to send someone out there with that much experience to every client is invaluable to our clients and to us. So we think that we offer a great, great product because of the experience that we have, the people that we have, and the leadership of Mike and myself is just working tremendously. So we're hoping to grow the firm slowly. We don't want to grow too fast. We want to make sure that our services stay impeccable and stay at the highest spot that they can. So I know I went off on a little bit of a tangent there, but I think you can see the excitement that I have in being with this firm and being with Mike and his wife and the people there. It's really been great.
Well, you don't have to worry about it's your time and you can say anything you want to. So it's exactly what we need to hear. And you're absolutely right. It's all a matter of, doing the right thing, as you said. And I will say, Mike, that any company that's able to maintain its employees for such great lengths of time collectively speaks volumes to the type of organization that is that you have gotten yourself involved in, because we know if people aren't being treated well, they leave. And accountants can be used in any specialized service. People can do what they have to do and go places. So for them to have stayed does speak volumes to that. I mean, and you're right. And what I love about what you and Mike have always said, and Donna for that matter, is complimenting your employees and letting them know how valuable they are. Because the bottom line is this: we as human beings all want to feel appreciated. We all do. And so, especially in the work we do, and if we do it well, we want people to recognize our efforts and that we are doing it, because there can be so many, screw-ups who don't do what they're supposed to do. And keeping someone on that long and wanting to stay speaks to the integrity and the way that place is run. So it's a good thing, Mike. And
it definitely is, and even more so. Not that everybody out there would understand this, but in public accounting, the amount of hours that sometimes are required is very tough. It's a very tough family life that you would have. Well, we don't necessarily do that. Yes, do we work hours? Of course we do. But we don't overdo our people. We want to make sure everybody has a life outside of work. Yes, it's a difficult tax season. We do work some hours during then. But outside of that, we try to make sure everybody has a work-life balance. And I think Mike has achieved that tremendously. And I look forward just to adding to that along the way.
Mike, and again, we spoke about this last month, and and I know from being a proud Westsider, as Lynn is, and living in Dunmore now, that the sense of pride that you have of this town. I saw a recent post from Tony and Gargiola with a picture of Bob Cadaro and talking about the West the Dunmore Bucks win over West Scranton, and I put, look at guys, win or lose, West is best, because I had to throw that in to these Dunmore guys who were, and it's not the rival of West and Dunmore has always been there, but Mike, there's no greater sense than coming back home after you've worked here locally, and then, like you just described, all of the people and the places that you've worked and all of that knowledge that you've gleaned through those years of working with those higher-end large companies in major metropolitan areas in New Jersey, Connecticut, New York. I mean, that is going to give this area, which you're coming home to, such wonderful knowledge of you to be able to bring that now here.
Well, I could not agree more, and I'm not a big proponent of patting myself on the back, but I'm excited to take the experience that I had out there and to bring it back here. I always say out there, and like I said before, I did commute, so the one thing that I wanted to make sure is that my family, my kids, my wife, and everybody, we stayed here because we wanted to raise our kids like that here. I think the world of Dunmore, I think the world of Northeastern Pennsylvania. You bring up, West Side and, Scranton Prep and Valley View and all the different people. The one thing that I always say to a lot of people, we may have been rivalries in high school, but, once you get to college and stuff, I can tell you most of those people were my best friends. Mm-hmm. So it extends outside of just Dunmore. I love Dunmore. It's my hometown. It'll always be my hometown. But I have a ton of friends from West Side, from, Wilkes-Barre area and Valley View, and it extends. And that feeling of family in this area is like no other. There's, especially in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut, you don't have that feeling like the hometown that this area just has.
It happens everywhere you go, because I say all roads lead to Scranton anyway. It's amazing how every time, every place anywhere I've lived outside of this area. It was always, oh, I know this person, I know that person. Everybody knows somebody from Scranton, the surrounding area. So it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful place to be. It's a wonderful place to raise a family. As you said, we're conveniently located to so many wonderful places. I mean, for God's sake, you were able to commute to northern New Jersey every day living here because of the highway system and everything that we have in our own backyard. So it's a wonderful thing. And
I wouldn't recommend the commuting every day, I got to be honest.
No. Now, Mike, your commute is kind of far from your house in Dunmore up the road up to Drinker Street, so that's a little bit of a challenge, I'm sure. much more appreciated.
It is quite a difference, you're right. But it's
a
very welcome difference, and my sleep habits have much improved.
Oh, good. Well, that's wonderful. And then, Mike, we just let everyone know, as far as taxes, get your stuff ready because we don't know anymore. Right now, if there's going to be a delay in filing this year, like last year, but right now everything's still set for the 15th of April. So just pull everything together quickly, right? Start getting it together so you can get it to your CPA.
Absolutely. The sooner the better that everybody can. I don't anticipate that we'll be pushed back off of April 15th again. I don't anticipate that at all. But, those who are in a position that have a heavy taxable income, those who own companies, make sure you do sit with your tax advisor and possibly do some, whether you have to make a payment or there's certain things you can do to minimize your tax situation, your tax burden by, buying a piece of equipment or investing in something for the company that would take down that tax burden. So definitely sit and talk with your advisor before the year end, before you do that. I know we only have a couple weeks to do so, but it's very important, and I think you'd rather put money back into your company than pay
IRS.
Than as we all.
So, there you go. Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, Merry Christmas to you, your family, everybody up at Barbetti McHale. Thank you for being a sponsor of ours and one of our guest experts. We thank you. Have a healthy new year. We will talk to you next month. I'll talk to you sooner. But thank you. And Lynn, we're going to sign off for the week.
Okay.
Okay, so everybody, thanks for listening. We will talk to you next week. Be safe and please be nice. Bye.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.